Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you got the best intentions in mind for us and this world. And so thank you that you called us home so that we can stay in tune with you and develop on schedule. So bless this word here to us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 and 9. God has the power to provide you with more than enough of every kind of grace. That way you will have everything you need always and in everything to provide more than enough for every kind of good work. As it is written, He scattered everywhere. He gave to the needy. His righteousness remains forever.
Hallelujah. Think of that wonderful scripture that says we are His workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. So yes, you came from God, that's His intention, but we got caught up in deception. We got caught up with the powers and principalities of darkness who worked in us. And so we had to wake up to Jesus and had to get born again into the kingdom. And then He's made things beautiful right there from the start by giving us a new heart and a new spirit so that we can stay in tune with the Father and Son. Like the beloved disciple John could say, our fellowship is what we are receiving, the information, the love, the goodness of God, so that we can have all forms of grace, everything good, because we have sufficient in Him. And so that we can see and hear, we can share, and we can get busy with God's plan. So that's the beauty of this new and this better covenant. And that's the beauty of this kingdom that we have come to, as it says in Hebrews 12:22. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, Mount Zion. And then he goes on to explain that's a kingdom. We are born into it now. And then verse 18 in the same chapter talks about we haven't come to Mount Sinai and we haven't come to the things that Moses and the people came to. We've come to perfection now. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son so that we can be brought back home into the fullness of His love plan. But then from verse 1 in the chapter, it points out there all the things that are necessary for us, having come out of evil, having come out of being deceived, having come out of being broken. So he speaks there about that. We've got this beautiful foundation in those verses from verse 22 onwards. It tells you we are now part of the church of the firstborn. We the body of Christ. We the called out ones. We are part of that church. So right there at the beginning, it speaks about there that we built on this foundation. And so this is a cloud of witnesses, the called out ones. The prophets in the Old Testament are our brothers and sisters that prepared the way for us. And then the disciples in the New are there to give us instruction that's been written out so as to help us. And we've got our beautiful Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, going into the fullness of the love in the kingdom, we've got the Father, we've got the angels. And and Jesus that has taken all authority to bring everything back into place. So everything has been shaken and is shaking into place. And we are part of that kingdom that can't be shaken. So the encouragement, guys, you go from Hebrews 12, from verse 1 to verse 2. Now Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So we need to take hold of that so as not to fall into the deception that we fell into before waking up and coming home. And then it goes on to be disciplined, trained up like children. And it goes on to say to make straight paths for our feet, so that which is the spirit has been made perfect, but the soul and the body still needs to come in line. We need to be strengthened. So it talks there about making straight paths for our feet. And then it talks about not getting bitter, taking hold of the value of this beautiful, good covenant that we've seen here this morning. We've just seen these two beautiful verses that we have all sufficiency in everything so that we can, you know, be blessings and shine and be the lights in this world. So it's about taking this kingdom realities, our realities, because we are part of this kingdom now, and pursuing peace with all men. That's another one. Otherwise, we won't see the Lord. So we're here to be light givers, love givers, in the light as He's in the light, so that the life that is available now in Christ can be manifested in our lives, in our households, in our environment. So yeah, so there's just so much goodness, guys, and that's why we take it at a daily basis. On a daily basis, we draw close. On a daily basis, we get strengthened and enlightened. On a daily basis, we bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. So be blessed, Hebrews chapter 12, the beginning portions. Be encouraged and read on there from verse 22 and see the goodness you have come to you, translated into this kingdom. But then, like I say, you can go back and then see requirements to stay developing on schedule, requirements to not get bitter, requirements to pursue peace. And so all the encouragement is there. So it's bottom line, just stay with your God. Amen. Let Him build the house. Let Him lead. And you will enjoy His favor from baby to young man to sons led by the Spirit, that the creation is actually waiting for you to just become all that God made you to be. But the creation will also enjoy you as you are developing on schedule, as you're staying with your God. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.